Everybody coming to see you steady?
What?
They coming to see the whole school rat.
Kyle's the one selling the podcast.
How are you two?
Rather sober 420. I'm good.
You still didn't take that gummy I gave you, huh?
You know what's funny? I forgot I had it till like Tuesday. I was looking for something and all of a sudden it fell. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh, happy day.
It lives again.
I gave him that gummy like 2 weeks ago. We were hanging out and I had it in my cabinet and I had in I was like, okay, no, he'll probably get more out of this than I would, you know? Like,
oh yeah.
I need the THC more than the I need the CBD more than the THC, you know what I mean? So
oh yeah.
You know the funny thing is though, it's like when it comes to edibles and me, I'm always like I take the biggest of baby steps I can with them because the first time I took one, nobody told me.
Right, I did the same identical thing.
Yeah, the first time nobody, my brother gave me one, and he didn't tell me that you're not supposed to eat a whole fucking pot brownie the first time you do
in
it.
In the first sitting, you're supposed to just take micro doses.
You and got a whole pot brownie?
It was like, this is the funny shit because I was working third shift. I just got home. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, fuck it. I don't want to go downstairs to get something to eat. So I eat and I house this whole pop brownie. And then I fall asleep thinking, okay, nothing. Da, 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 da. And I wake up hours later convinced I'm still dreaming. I'm like.
Yeah, it had to sunk in big
time. Oh, shoot.
That shit hit me so hard.
Well,
and there's one too, because then I'm over there writing down stories. I'm writing down what I think is the greatest story I've ever written. And just all this other shit. And then I go back to sleep and I wake up and I'm like, what just happened? Was that real? Was that real life? Like on some David After Dennis shit. Like, is this real life? Like,
scary.
I don't think I've had like an edible since, to be honest with you. And that was like over a decade ago.
What was the story about?
Oh, motherfucker, if I could remember. It was some random shit. It really was. I can't really remember what it was about now. But I do remember it being impressed with my high self while writing. I read it back when I was sober and was like, damn, this is good. I hope this doesn't, you know, lead to anything.
So you accidentally had an edible at 3 a.m? Did you say
again? I'm sorry.
Like what was the what time of the day? What time of the day was this? You just got out of work.
I just got out of work. I was working third shift. So
you working third shift. So it was like 4 a.m.
Like no. I didn't get home till I worked from like 11 to 7. So I didn't get home till like a little after 7. And then I ate something and I didn't fall asleep till like maybe 9 or so. And then woke up still high off my fucking head.
Because it gave it time to like really nest in and like if you take the whole thing.
Yeah.
Breaking down the higher you was getting as it was like.
The thing was like 3 inches long and like an inch and a half thick. And my stupid ass didn't know any better.
Right, we never know at the first juncture. You know, it's like those.
Nobody tells you when you have
that commercial
time.
Where they whisper all the rules. Like, you want to take the first go round because the effects can be very crucial. And you're like, yeah. Go home, pop the whole thing. And you're like, okay, I'm fine. An hour later, you dancing on top of your ceiling naked, and you're like, I don't even know how I got up here.
Was that what it was like for you, Stead?
Bro, my heart was like racing like uber fast. And I'm sitting there like, okay, if this wears off within, you know what I'm saying? You go and you gulp down all the much water you can gulp down. And it's like, the water wasn't even numb in it. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to ride this wave. And then you go, oh, I'm not trying that again for like a very long time. And lo and behold, within like what, the next few weeks?
I still haven't had one since.
Right. It's going to take time. I think it took me like 6 months to a year to bounce back from that dose of doing it full speed. So now when I do it, it's like I'm pinching it off of it and I'm microdosing in very small fashions before I really just dive in now.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm saying, like, I didn't know anything about it. Nobody warned. Nobody. That's why I'm glad that this shit is legal now. So Lily has a warning on the thing. Like, don't do this all in one sitting.
Right. Like,
tell us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My first experience was nothing but microdosing. My friend made me a cheesecake, told me exactly what was in it, told me exactly what each strain's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? What he gave me was supposed to do, because I had my anxiety was up here, right?
Right.
And that's the only reason why I had it, right? And I was microdosing for about a week, right? And did okay. Discovered that I laugh like a hyena while I'm high, but you know. And
oh yeah,
but I was still able to, because I was microdosing, I was still able to get work done. Because I had work through that week.
Yeah.
So I was able to still work on what I needed to work on for my client. And at the same time, like, I got a friend over, and I'm just like
right. That unsavory laugh. I've done that same routine. And my friend looked at me and go, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, because my friend had took the same like dose as I did. So she had done took the whole brownie too. And I was like, "Oh, yours ain't kicked in." It's like, as soon as I go, "Oh, yours ain't kicked in," it's like it activated hers, and we just bust out in this random laugh. I was like, "Yeah, this is kind of a dangerous little spill that we was on."
Yeah, you know what's funny too? Like, I'm looking at the ones you gave me, because right now, and I'm like, I think if I even do these, I'm only gonna eat like an ear off one of these gummy bears.
Yeah, Just take a small piece, dog. No,
that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna bite an ear off one of these gummy bears and call it a fucking night.
Oh yeah, we do it. But if you do the whole thing, I'm doing the karaoke kickback tonight on Who They Want podcast. Word. So if you feel like you're gonna pop the whole thing and just feel like a singing moment, like, you don't have to be a perfect singer. Like, just come through and wild out.
I don't sing when I'm high. When I'm drunk, that's when you want to catch me.
Right, that's the best moment. Right, you get more of me being lyrical then.
What? Well, Wait a minute. Hold on. What would be your karaoke song of choice, guys?
Oh, shit. That's a wide spectrum, because I switch it up every damn time. I'd have to get back to you on that one.
What about you, Stead?
Right now, I've been mastering like Usher's "You Got It Bad" kind of karaoke style. Like, I don't have the vocals, but like, you know, when you get in the zone and you're elementing, you're like, I'm killing it right now. So I've been working on that. And then I think my second song is Donny Hathaway's "A Song for You." Like, yeah, that's kind of my element. Sticking with something old school where I can kind of, in my mind, know the lyrics and then try not to rush through.
I have never successfully.
You know what's funny?
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
I have never successfully done karaoke in front of strangers. Like, the only time I've done karaoke.
That's what you want to do it in front of, though.
Yeah, I've never successfully done it in front of strangers. I've only done it in front of family, and that doesn't even really count, you know, but I think mine would be my go-to would be Music Soulchild's "Half Crazy," right?
Oh, okay.
"Half Crazy," followed by maybe "Day and Night" by Kid Cudi.
Okay. You know which one I was just thinking of is one that I really like doing, especially if I've had a few. I like to do "Born to Run" by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, well.
I don't know why. Yeah. Like, "Hello, left field. This is what I've got for you today."
Right. I've added some Queen songs. Like, I just dumped like a bunch of karaoke. You know, old, new, like, just grab the songs that you know.
Yeah.
A karaoke virtual style to be like, I'm like, look.
I don't know. But, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm just like, look, I ain't telling nobody. Again, nobody be perfect. So since Mistress Dazzy is going to host, she was like, I have to sing as the DJ, do a song. So since I'm given the opener for it tonight, I'm like, okay, yep. I'm just going to pick one song, power through it, and then I'm going to be silent and let everybody else that I've, you know, like, if you comment and you want to be a part, I'm like, oh, look, I'm going to DM you the link. You just jump in, comment, and just sing. Like, just do the song. I'm going to put it on karaoke style. You have to know the lyrics. Don't be up there and then get shy and stuff. Like, if you're going to be shy, by all means, cut your cameras off. Like, I just want you to have a good time. So, Kyle, Elder Tenchi, sir, if you want to come through, you want to cut the cam off and just give it a shot. You don't, again, you don't have to be perfect, but just come have fun. It's 420.
I appreciate the invite because I cannot sing to save my life. This voice is just meant for talking. That's it.
If you got to talk the lyrics, like, long as you know the lyrics, I will give you that whole, it'll probably be, you know what I'm saying, that moment where you just like, why is he so one tone? I'm like, look, he said he just wanted to be a part and he knows the lyrics, but he's not going to sing. I probably might just do it in a, like a poetic tone. Like, I'm going to give you the poetic style and talk trash.
Uh-huh.
So I'll send you the link too then and let it come through.
Yeah, I'd be like this day and night. I toss and turn.
Right.
I keep stress in my mind.
Okay. You gonna Shatner rut with it?
Oh, you mean like I'm Slim Shady. Yes. I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just
what? Right? I'm the DJ. What?
You know what's funny? You went there with it. But I was thinking about that episode of Animaniacs where he was, they had him up there doing it and he was singing all these wild, this wild shit. I forgot that he did the real Slim Shady on Futurama.
Yo, but I got two things I need to get your opinion on, okay? Because this is ridiculous. So, homeboy who was playing Kang has officially. He's done. Like, sponsors dropped him, everything.
Yeah, I heard about that because of the allegations. Yeah.
All of that, plus they're more.
So far, he's still Kang.
Plus right, now they just feel Cosby R. Kelly'd him now. There's like a whole bunch of just
even
random.
Though,
no, ain't that it.
But even no, though it's they have evidence proving he didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, as soon as you, like, I'm all for believe all women, believe, because all this abuse has got to stop. All the cycles and stuff has got to stop. But
agreed.
The minute you accuse one person without any evidence, because it should be innocent until proven guilty, correct?
Yeah.
But let's not kid ourselves. This is America. We are guilty until proven innocent. But once you are guilty,
that's why the Salem witch trials happened like they did.
But as soon as somebody accuses you one time, even if there's evidence that proves otherwise, people already see it as a PR nightmare. Like, oh, I don't want to work. You know, we can't work with you anymore. It happened to Johnny Depp with his whole thing with Amber Heard, and it turns out she was the one doing the dirt. You know,
right?
And they cost
us a pretty dope Grindelwald. I was looking forward to see him. Like, it's just wild, the simple fact of Johnny Depp being in the Harry Potter franchise to begin with. It was like, wow. And now,
right? And
bitch-ass old bed shit and McGee there cost us that.
And I still don't understand why Ezra Miller still got their job, considering that we know 100% that they were guilty of at least two assault charges, that burglary charge. One other thing they pled not guilty to, fine. All right. But then you have that joyride he took with that girl. Right. Yes, she was 18 years old at the time, but still, you like, they still want to work with them.
With no problem. You know what I'm saying? Got them lined up for future.
Like,
problems.
I'm thinking that, you know, obviously their reputation looks like it's tarnished. But if they recover, especially everything that we know, we have the receipts, is my problem. We have the receipts.
I mean, but even going back to when Cuba Gooding Jr. got caught up into some domestic situation, like, we haven't seen him in a movie preview. There's no sequel, nothing now. Like, you know what I'm saying? They abolished
it. Did they prove anything? Like, did he do it? Did he not do it? What's up?
You see what I'm saying? Like, that became like immediately hush prior to the arrest. But I think last I heard, you know, he had to do community service and counseling or something like that. I think.
Okay.
I quote me on.
Who's this?
Cuba Gooding Jr. talking
about them? Oh, okay. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. It's even though I didn't really know much about the man's work, it is very heartbreaking. You know what I mean?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm
just when you have two back-to-back films sit at the throne of like, this is my moment. This is my MVP moment. And it goes, up, oh, wait, before you get to celebrate, before we pass you the trophy, let's take a look at this, shall we?
Yeah. And it's just,
you know, the funny thing is too, is like, I feel like when it comes to the whole Ezra Miller thing, there was already too much was done with that movie. Like, there was no way they could recast him. And then the whole, oh, let's be real about the Flash movie. Nobody cares about the Flash as much as they care about Michael Keaton coming back.
Facts. And it's facts. That's the only true glorification of this. Let's just be honest. The Tim Burton style Batman coming back when it comes to the throne is the only reason we hyped up about it.
Yeah, but they like I
because if not, listen, if that were the case, man, listen, I wouldn't give one fuck about that movie.
Like, I want to see, like, my thing is, I was excited about seeing The Flash because it was the first time we ever got a Flash movie, and then all that other
not
stuff.
Not for
happened,
lack of trying.
Right? Yeah, true. Not for lack of trying. But it was the first time they got a Flash movie off the ground, regardless if the universe is, you know, dead or not, you know, yeah. But and then you got this, you got Supergirl on screen for the first time, Michael Keaton coming back as Batman. It looked like it was gonna
be not the first Supergirl we've had. That's not the first Supergirl.
First Supergirl in the movie.
There was a movie in the 80s.
Oh, no. Besides, yeah.
Oh,
besides
that universe, that. Yeah, but not the first Supergirl movie.
Since, okay.
There was
I
one in
say,
the 80s.
Since the 1980s one.
Right.
Yeah. Which, you know, in itself could have been good if they filled in some story gaps, just saying, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But, nah.
It's like when they did that original Fantastic Four back in the day. You look at people like, oh, there was a movie back in, yeah. You know,
oh, yeah.
Spider-Man.
But they didn't.
All these characters had an 80s, little 70s, 80s, little spill. They didn't do so high.
Well,
but,
you know, no, that Spider-Man only had the TV show in the 80s. He didn't get his first movie till like 20-something years later.
Yeah, and that, or and 70s, that Fantastic Four movie, that didn't even make it to theaters.
That was just some shit. You know what? That movie was like the same shit that happened with the Batgirl movie. It was some shit they made because the contract or whatever was gonna happen, and then so they did what they could with it, and then that was it.
Yep. And WB is like, oh, we had to cut it to save money, and plus it wasn't doing well in test screenings anyway. I'm like, that's an excuse.
They
gave us worse movies than this, you know. I'm just saying, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, looking at you, fourth bat. You know what I'm saying, like. Let's not talk about. there was a Batman movie in the 90s that didn't do shit. Then it wasn't.
Yeah, but that still made.
And it wasn't Forever or Returns.
Yeah, and but that was
first
still.
All,
that
you ain't
still made it to movie
Batman movie. Forever. Hold on, Tinchy. He ain't finna call. Were you talking about Batman?
No, I said it wasn't Returns or Forever because I love those two.
No, he's talking.
Okay, because you said about the 90s. It was like, okay, 90s.
No, he's talking about Batman.
Yeah, all,
Robin.
The only
I knew
was
it.
The 90s
I knew
one.
It.
He's talking about Batman and Robin with
and
all
I
the
quoted.
Ice buns and the nipples and the, yeah.
Don't do that. I still put George Clooney in one of my favorite Bruce Wayne.
Yo, you know what's funny? As bad as it is, I can recite it backwards. That's how much I watched as a kid. Like, I can recite
I'm
that movie backwards.
I'm Mr. Keep singing.
I feel like everybody's got a movie that is a guilty pleasure that they know is not like great, but they have it committed to memory.
Oh, that's a given because, you know, everybody's gonna like what they're gonna like, regardless of status quo.
Yeah, like I have Ninja Turtles 3 committed to memory.
Thank
I know
you.
I could recite that entire movie front to back.
You know what? As much as I wanted to like that one, I still can't.
I still can't like that one.
I'm sorry.
What you say. That was an iconic childhood moment for me. Like them as samurais going back in time.
I look back at it now and I'm like, man, this would have been an opportunity to bring in the samurai known as Osaki Ojimbo.
That would have been great. A 6-foot-tall rabbit. Yeah.
6-foot-tall rabbit. Like, forget about all this, all this like daimyo stuff. Give us the anthropomorphic samurai with all these other animals, and there you go.
I don't think that he is a, like, he's part of the Turtles verse. He's just somebody they cross
over. He's somebody that comes in every so often. He's got his own, you know, but they constantly collab. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, got, there's been at least.
What I'm saying, like, they don't own the rights to it or some such.
No, but there's they've like
a
been
feature, a little spin-off add-in character.
But he's been in constant Turtles stuff. Yes, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they could, you know, get something with the movie rights.
I really would have made more. I think about that too.
Yeah. The whole aesthetic of it would have made a lot more sense.
Made it better.
Yeah. It would have made a lot more sense. If you got to go back in time to Japan, instead of doing this whole war in Japan with the Europeans, how about they go back in time to where, instead of going all the way back, like that far back, go back in time to where Splinter and Shredder were still. Well, one was still a rat and the other one was human. Like, see from that perspective.
That wasn't that far back, though. That was like, what, the 60s?
But then somewhere that would have been.
But they ended up going. They ended up going to like the 1400s, 1500s or something. I don't know. But
something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But it
they could have created a paradox had they gone back in.
That's what I say, too. They would have created a piece of a time riff and they probably wouldn't even been turtles.
Well, they did explore that in the 2012 series. Yeah.
Well, they always you know what all shows do, all animated shows like of that caliber will do that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit where they go back in time, almost fuck up their whole lives.
And I got one more. I got
okay.
So I didn't realize this was like a week old at this point, but y'all know about the information leak, right? Okay, so somebody recently leaked a bunch of secrets from the Pentagon.
Again? All right.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, what?
Some dude on Discord leaked a bunch of classified documents, and they all ended up on a Minecraft server.
Okay, wow. I heard about that. I heard about something that leaked on a Minecraft. I didn't know what it was.
It was some guy that got pissed off who happens to have clearance, and he got pissed off on this server, and he's like, you know what? He just leaked all of it. He leaked stuff about our allies. He leaked stuff about spies. He leaked stuff about technology. Like all of that.
On a Minecraft server at that.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of this happened, like, it started in March, like in late March. I'm looking at an article about it, but I only knew about it because of TikTok, which is ironic because the guy who was talking about it, he was like, while they're trying to ban TikTok, here is what happened.
Prior to all this, so in the midst of getting banned, people, we would like you to know that some guy took some very top secret information from the Pentagon, got on a Minecraft server.
He worked for the Pentagon, according to the story. He wasn't the guy that just took it. No, he happened to have.
Oh, Agent Orange was behind this. I'm Agent Orange.
Oh, so he was like, I'm going to the files room just to look. Not going to take anything and post it on one of the biggest social media platforms. I'm just going to look at this shit.
Well, according to what I heard and then what I read, apparently somebody said something to him that got under his skin, and then he leaked it. Somebody said something to him on Discord, got under his skin, called him something, called him like a beta, you know, and he just, I just.
So he goes and, I want this to be true so badly now, because somebody called him a beta, he went and leaked shit onto Minecraft. You know, we're all alpha.
It don't sound, shit. The sad part is this does not sound. None of this sounds real. It does not sound real.
Sounds so fake. Oh,
it sounds so. It sounds so fake. This is the definition of the truth is stranger than fiction. There is no way.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
This is
alpha. I'm going straight. I'm going straight to Minecraft after this. Fuck y'all. I'm going to Alphaville Central. Go look this.
Imagine that he already built a little replica of the Pentagon. Like, hey, come holler at me. I got some secrets you want to know.
Before making national,
you even do it on that. Oh, what's the, I'm mad that I'm drawing a blank. What's the other one? Not like a fucking Fortnite. He couldn't even bring it to Fortnite.
Like, oh no, nah, Fortnite would shut that down immediately.
That's not what Alphas hang out. We hang out on Minecraft.
It was less conspicuous on like Minecraft. Fortnite was too big of a platform. They was like, nah, bruh. He thought about it. I'm sure he thought about it, but he was like, I might get a little, you know.
Well, apparently this was a Minecraft Discord server, so it was going to end up there anyway.
Which was all the more reason, right, to go for it.
So if you are that, so you're
that's
pissed
where all
off,
the 1% alpha male go is fucking Minecraft.
You're like a young 20-something-year-old IT expert with access to government documents. Somebody calls you something that pisses you off. He's like, I got clearance. I got the receipts. I got, you don't know what I, and he just does it.
Imagine being a kid that kind of don't understand it as he's releasing it. And then you go, mommy, he's up here talking about there's aliens or there's this and that. And what, son, let me take a look at this. And you be like, oh no, we got to report this.
Man, I just,
oh my God.
Like, I'm pretty sure we've all done crazy things while we're angry. Right.
But really, like, yeah, who goes against
never
the top secret government info?
On hey. A well, like, I'm not going to leak government secrets on a well-known video game server.
Right.
At all.
That's populated by mostly children.
It's,
you know what, though? Actually, no. When you think about it, that's actually kind of brilliant because nobody would take it serious.
It's like finding out what laws are coming into your state and then going on Grand Theft Auto. I mean, like, hey, California, check this out. This is what's about to happen.
Yo. Hey, I'm gonna fuck this hooker real quick. But when I'm doing that,
right? But yo, I got people in my family convinced that that's why they want to get rid of TikTok, not because of security, not because they're thinking that they need to secure our data. Our government needs to secure our data. No,
feelings hurt. That's why
they're like, people are telling too much truth on this
too
platform.
Too much. I've been on there checking out all this unbelievable stuff. And I'm like, oh, they got conspiracy theories out the wazoo on here.
It ain't even conspiracy theories. It's stuff that's been proven. It's history they got rid of. It's
that what I'm saying. And they reseeking and implement. And as soon as you like one, right, then it's like 20 more pages down your notifications. It's like, oh, so they really, really about this life.
Yeah.
For real.
It makes no logical sense. Like,
yo,
like,
the thing is, the shit sounds like something out of a skit. Like, it doesn't sound real, but this is something real that really happened.
Yeah, I would record. When I'm following somebody that comes up with, you know, that has that kind of information, I usually check who I'm following. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I do too.
And it's not like none of this sounds real. While we're over here getting, you know, having like hearings with the CEO of TikTok, and people are asking questions like, will this affect my Wi-Fi? You have
too late, sir. You're already engaged. They already got your IP address, sir.
But here's the thing I never understood.
In his mom's basement.
Here's the thing I never understood, though. Every app has access to our data. With an agreement, they all ask you, do you agree to such and such? Confirm
just
or deny.
By having your location on, you're already at risk.
Confirm or deny how many people actually read their agreements before they sign into an app.
But that's the thing. Those are some of the most overlooked things when you download any app, almost. Everybody's like, yup, give me, I'm not going to
even when you're buying a new video game and they go, before you play this game, yada, 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 you'd be like, scroll, X.
Almost everything we do is being monitored in some kind of way. Like, I have my Google Assistant on right now They pay attention to everything I say and do, right? If this turns into a 2001 Space Odyssey situation, then I'm screwed.
You know? I have an iPhone.
You have an iPhone.
You forget we're all doing, not all of us, but I'm doing this on my phone now. So whatever we're saying is going to be, somebody's listening.
Yeah. Yeah,
let the record state, I have no attachment to Sir Rick, who just made that statement.
But
my name is Akbar Muhammad.
That are you the first one?
As soon as you say that, automatically they're going to be looking at you.
You know what? Fuck you, not. Fuck you for making up that name. Of all names Akbar, you could have said, you're going to get something on the watch list.
Oh, my God. Because I feel like you just used two of the most common names in that sense. And
it's funny because wasn't Eddie Murphy character name in that movie You People was Akbar Muhammad?
Yeah, true.
Something like that. It was something real Muslim. It was something real.
Somebody used Akbar in the movie. I was like, they took my name.
They have definitely used Muhammad. In every possible way.
Yeah.
I just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this is what we're focusing on when you got people leaking information or cops buying illegal drugs and selling it on online.
This is the thing, because they're always, people are all looking for a misdirect. It's like, yeah, your face is over here, but it should be, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not trying to put anybody specifically on blast here. It doesn't make sense to me that we are so quick to, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be wary of who we do deals with and stuff like that, but at the same time, why don't we look at people in our own backyard? You know?
Thank you. Right? We don't. It was like they get a pass. They equally get this one pass, but then you easily go, oh, I can go over here with Abdul and them and shop from them, but I can't shop with Betty, who's been doing this for 20 plus years.
And while China is over here doing deals to actually, you know, bring about peace where they're at, yeah, we don't agree with everything that's going on. But at the same time, it's like we are not the superpower that people thought we once were.
Thank you.
We are all people on this earth, correct? I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your creed is. I don't care what your background is.
The human race matters.
Yeah. We are all people here, right? So we should all have a say. Like if but at the same time, I feel like if we say too much, next thing you know, you ain't gonna hear from me again.
It's been proven. Nipsey Hussle, Dr. Sebe,
the founders of BLM,
Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X.
The list goes on.
Yep. What's his name? Snowden.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he was the right shade to not get assassinated.
Yeah, but it
am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Oh my God!
You guys are laughing, so I'm right. Because everybody else who's killed.
And here's another thing I understand. So there's about to be
protection is what he had. I'm sorry.
There's one other thing I don't understand, and I definitely need you guys' opinion on this. Okay, so we know how popular crime documentaries have gotten, right?
Yeah.
Specifically about certain serial killers and leaders and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and cult followers. Yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know, what is the deal? As far as the popularity with all these like murder documentaries, like some of the I don't know, man. Like, why are we making these people more famous?
Right. Like, and then you got to look at some of the family members down the line that may not know exactly what happened. Or may, you know what I'm saying? Some may choose to, like, I don't want to know. Like, you may know in your heart, but you're like, I don't want to physically know all the whole thing, right? So it's like, why are we like the whole Jeffrey Dahmer getting a whole Netflix thing and then getting renewed?
He
like
had a whole two season. Whole documentaries. No, wait, that but was Bundy.
Getting a TV show, right? Yeah, prior to all
Ted
that.
Bundy and had he, Ted Bundy had the Ted Bundy tapes. And
he had Lifetime movies. He had so much glorification on what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you get that and then find people and go, yeah, I want you to reenact being murdered by an actual serial killer. But for the sake of this, we just want to show how gruesome he was.
I just, like, I understand for educational purposes, sure. But
it's doing too much.
But there are people out there who are willing to go to bat for these people.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, they still have a cult following, like, some still believers into their whole method. Like, I just watched that movie Till, like, last night.
Oh, like, man. I don't know if I can stomach watching that knowing what happened.
It definitely was a lot. It takes a lot. Like, I was had to be very strong-willed, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Granted, you know, with certain biopics, everything is not exactly to the T. So, of course, I'm forever doing the historical parts of it. Yeah. As I'm watching the movie to add accurate description. But just to even get like an idea of this happened in 1955 to this young man who, you know, just wanted to go spend time with his cousins, but didn't know the whole Mississippi law. Like, he was just being a kid.
It really, like, given the fact that, number one, he was a kid, okay? Number two, that it happened at all, right? And there are people out here who want to bring lynchings back. I very much do not, like, it just makes me think, how backward in history do y'all want to go?
But no, right? Who in their right mind go, hey, I think it'll be a great idea if we reenact the Jim Crow laws and, you know, we make, instead of making America great again, we take people back to the same suffrage that they went through for countless years and re-implement it back.
There are some, I've been hearing everything from, like, I still got to do the research on the Mississippi law thing, but part of me is like, okay, I ain't going, you know, I'm not going to the deep south anytime soon anyway, but... Yeah, but then you hear something even crazier, like there are certain states that still have child marriage on the books.
Right.
And every time they try to get rid of it, it gets denied.
Sick. Right. Because that's the constitutional belief. Like, you're not going to come to our little small town and rectify something that works for us.
But that was decades ago. And it shouldn't have been a thing to begin with, regardless of what, like, if you say, oh, the life expectancy was different. Hello, you don't give whomever it is a choice. What the heck?
You corrupt people, and then you get people, again, not to bring it up, but you get people like Robert Kelly that do these type of things, thinking that it's okay. Because of the twisted injustice places that accept this type of lifestyle. And
not to mention that he experienced it himself. So he just thought, oh,
bingo. By his nature, it became instilled him to constantly do, because in his mind, he says it. I don't see nothing wrong.
Look,
I wasn't picking on that. And then you got the whole Marcus Houston thing, right? Him being 40 plus years old and marrying a girl that he met at the time. She was like 15, 16, and he marries her, and he's like, yeah, I could have had a, and then he just recently came out with some stupidness like, yeah, I tried to date a woman my age, but nah, this, like, why are we, you know what I'm saying?
Look, Chris Stokes is at the very
we least, already know Chris Stokes screwed up them boys like way, way long time ago.
At the very least, he's dating someone who is at least legal. Okay? He's married to someone who can actually, you know, who actually knows what that means, everything from marriage to consent. Okay, she knows what that means. Personally, part of me thinks 18 still young, but like, look at all the stuff you can do at 18
as versus, right?
You know,
right.
Yeah, they may be changing the laws in some places, but like, look at all the stuff you can do at 18. You can go to war at 18. You can legally shoot porn. You can you can do all these
things that was implemented. You can go,
yeah, all that
at the time, like what it was 21 to drink, but like 18, you can get like a black and mild or something.
Certain it was 18 to drink in some states, and then they changed it. So
18 was our legal parameter, like, you know,
but that was, you know, but that was years ago.
Wait to 18. I couldn't wait for 18.
They want you to move out at 18. That's understandable if you have the means to do so. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you have the means to do so, or getting close to having the means to do so, that's different.
Thank you. Know? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because you're smelling your musk and you just want to, you know, be grown, call yourself being grown. Like the real world adulting. Like, there'd be times as an adult now, I'd be like, take me back to like 1996, 97.
Bro, there are times where, there are times being an adult where I'm like, y'all gotta be on some serious stuff if you think this is living. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be smoking that good if you
like
think,
really good mellowed out, like no care in the world type
you,
of dope.
You really like oh really? Okay, so you want us to pay like millions of dollars to go to college. You want to not to just go to college. After we're done with college, we have these crazy bills to pay. This and it's like I was just talking about it with my mother. You know, the reason why I didn't go to college, because it felt more like high school than anything else. I went to community college for 2 years, right? And it didn't feel right to me, you know. But I'm the type of person that never liked school in the first place, but I just did it because I had to. You know what I mean?
Exactly, right? I gave college like a full year, and then some discrepancy kind of got me removed from the little, it was like an online school or whatever. But at the time, it was like, I was acing it so much. I'm like, bro, look. That's when I realized I'm like, I'm doing all this for a business diploma to be an entrepreneur. And I'm like, I might as well just be the entrepreneur.
I think maybe if I knew more, like I always say this, if I knew more about online schooling at the time, or if I, or, you know, if that was even an option, or if I knew about trade schools, well, I knew about trade schools, but there's not many where I live. There's only like one. And
even that's limited.
And I didn't get in. So, you know, but maybe it would have been different. But now I realized I'm happier as an adult. I miss certain aspects as a kid, but I wouldn't want to go back. You know why I wouldn't want to go back? Because that means you got to do puberty all over again. And that was and that was awkward enough for me.
I wouldn't mind doing that over again. I really wouldn't.
You by yourself.
You want to go through puberty all over again?
You by yourself.
I wouldn't mind it. If it led to different... Yeah. Probably.
If it led to different outcomes?
Yeah.
Here's one thing I probably would do if I could do it all over again. First time I went to therapy, I was like 9 years old, right? I stopped after about a summer. I thought I was okay. Then I went back to therapy I went to a different type of therapy when my parents split up, right? Mm-hmm. Now, as an adult who has been like diagnosed with depression and anxiety and stuff like that, and is currently in therapy, I wish as a kid I stayed in therapy.
What if that's prepared for?
Yeah, you know, I wish I'd gone to therapy in the first place as a kid.
Was that an option for you?
It was. It, you know, it was at one point, but then I got talked out of it.
Of course, right? We got
family member. Older or younger?
Older. Old. Definitely older.
And well,
it's a cringy conversation where you're hyped up and you're just looking for that support and go, oh, nah, bro, you don't want to think how that's going to look on. You know, Grandma Hart can't take that. What if you say something?
Volume on your mic's a little low, dude.
Wait, he said my volume on my mic.
No, still low. You were fine a minute ago.
Am I tweaking? Am I tweaking or no?
There you go.
You're good.
Right, I get it. I have to really put my mouth to the whole microphone thing.
You gotta. I was about to say, make love to it. Don't make love to the microphone.
I'm just saying that's a Jill Scott thing. I'm not.
Only she can do that. Only she can do that.
I'm very uncomfortable even with it touching my lip the way it's touching my lip. I can't with you guys. I thank you guys for getting me on the mic I've been out of sync with the mic for like a good little minute. So to be back with the bro,
you've been going through a life change. So
definitely have. And
a vacation turned into a whole transition.
And it's worth it. It's worth it with the person I'm transitioning with. Why I'm doing it? It's so worth it.
Oh my god!
So why are you doing it?
For the growth. For the growth, the freedom, the opportunities that it has in store. And because I like being in a certain person's image.
Ooh, were you? Is that a smile?
Right.
Yeah, you know, you're doing it because you're like, look, this is, like you said, it's growth.
Correct.
You want to see what else is, you want to see what else is out there.
Absolutely. And if things happen to unfold, I'm for that too. If things stay strictly platonic on the level that they are, I'm still okay with that. Like, that is not my full circuit intention, but that person makes me a great business person and pushes me and excels me on a whole new plateau. And
wait a minute. Okay. I think this might be stuff we talk off air because we're currently recording.
Right. So we'll stay.
You're about to have an Oprah moment.
Really? I mean,
being Tinty talk because we talk.
I mean, yeah, you know, but at the same time, this isn't for the audience. This is for like,
I love it. Right.
You know, I don't want to put your business all out there like
respectfully.
That,
but, right. This is a whole nother network. We're not gonna do all that here. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, anybody seen that new Super Mario Brothers movie? Changing the subject.
We're planning on doing a review of it. Me and a buddy of mine. We're planning on doing a review of it. He saw it twice. I've seen it once.
I've seen it in 3D, and then TikTok streamed it, and then I was like, I kind of already know.
It's a good watch. Screw the critics.
It is a great fucking film. Like,
absolutely.
It is a good watch. Screw the critics. It's probably the most faithful video game adaptation I've seen
in a minute. Right? Sonic.
Big ups to the Sonic, you know, big ups to the Sonic movies and big ups to Detective Pikachu and even Angry Birds, but
Wreck-It Ralph
is a movie about a video game character, but it's not based on anything. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's obviously a parody of like stuff like Donkey Kong and stuff like that, but
well, that's a giveaway, like based on everything about Wreck-It Ralph.
But it's not directly, you know, it's not
centered around that whole
exactly. Like, this isn't a Donkey Kong movie, even though I feel like Donkey Kong should be next. Like, I
feel like he's gonna be, because he definitely stole the damn show in that movie.
Like,
I think they're gonna do like this Justice League thing with it now to get to Smash Brothers.
Everybody's saying that they want a Smash Bros. Movie because of all the stuff that, you know, that happened in the first one, and you know, and obviously we have these shared universes and stuff now. But I don't think we need a Smash Bros. Movie.
At least a Donkey Kong and a Star Fox.
Now, Star Fox would be interesting.
You know what? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Only because Star Fox, at least to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but Star Fox is not as popular, but not as popular as Mario, Donkey Kong.
Agreed.
Oh, not even by a little bit. It's got its fan base, but it's nowhere near, like you said, it's nowhere near Mario.
I would
it's
be
got, so almost, down. It's there. Star Fox's mm-hmm. fan base is almost niche. You know what I'm saying? Like, almost yeah. like you have to have heard of them, but it's like, who the fuck hasn't heard of Star Fox?
I would.
Right. It's kind of like Mario was Crash Bandicoot, and then Star Fox is like what Spyro was. Like, it's trying to beat it, but it comes in there, but it's like, eh. I mean, oh, you no, like it, you love it.
Good, that is a good damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has its quirks, but it's just like, eh. Crash Bandicoot kind of had a little more edge.
Crash Bandicoot had more, it actually had more story than,
yeah. right.
than Mario, you know? Which is why when these critics come out and say, oh, this is just pandering, or this is just, you know, this is some, you know, some kid stuff, some blah, blah, blah. I'm like, exactly what were you expecting here?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's that that kills the joy.
Okay. It's like when you talk about Mario, it's not like you were going to get some Lord of the Rings level shit.
No.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Sonic has more. It's basic. Its premise is basic as shit, but they still made it entertaining as fuck.
Sonic, especially now, has more story than Mario does. You know what I mean?
Oh, Sonic has had more story than Mario for the past 20 something years.
Word. Vega. That was the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like, don't get me wrong. I love Mario games. I will play every console game he has, but the premise has not changed since 1985.
It's still the same. Heroes
the
save
graphics the has changed, but the premise of those games have not, except for two. But that's only because two was a port. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just took characters from Mario and put them into a wholly different game altogether. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Right.
And but every other game has been the same premise, and they're still all fun, regardless.
Yeah, that and that's why. But that's why. You know, like somebody said something about somebody had seen a review. Shouts out to the Am I Adulting Right podcast. They talked about how one of the reviews was, this is supposed to be some big feminist message. It's like, what are you talking about? Hold on. Wait. Because Peach is a hero in this movie instead of being saved? She's already a monarch. That's the most feminist
thing. Yo, that's okay. Wait. Real quick, because I don't mean to cut you off, but it's like, that's like, I saw that meme. I think I sent it to you. Didn't I send it to you, Cuz? Where it was,
isn't
like,
that the one where
has
she's tied
been
up?
Anything? It was some Good Place shit. They used that as a symbol, like, when has Peach been anything other than a damsel in distress? And the guy points is like, since 1988 or 89, whenever 2 came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in 2 you get to play as her and you get to play as Toad, and and they actually get to be part of the adventure instead of being
exactly.
the main.
Exactly, they weren't. The adventure. Yeah. So, but that's what somebody pointed out. Like, when is Peach? That's what they said. Like, when has Peach been anything other than? It's like she's been other than for over 30 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why would you want to base the film on Bowser kidnapping her, and then you have to wait for a sequel to see if Mario actually gets to the capital? You know what I'm saying? It's like, nobody wants to go through the whole World War One through like 6- whatever to really, you know, then that would have bombed.
Well,
the movie.
You know what? That was the beautiful thing about that movie, because they did go through a lot of different worlds without having to follow the video game structure.
Bingo,
you
know, like, which would have killed it. It would have bombed. In some aspect, I feel like it would have killed, because you've been trying to overly stuff. You know how you try to put too much into like an hour long or whatever movie, and it's like, that was unnecessary. Like him going through water and stuff, he'd be like, yeah, it would have been cool, but like,
well, you know what? That's the thing. Like, I don't think, like, that's why it would work, because they, don't get me wrong, Mario, he has worlds on worlds, but that's only because he's been doing this for 30 some years.
Thank you, though.
But, they did stuff a lot.
I like that they,
they did stuff a lot.
They stuffed a lot, but they made it work.
They made it work, and I, even though I do have things I wish they went into more detail about, like, for example, the relationship between Donkey Kong and Cranky, and where exactly Peach came from, stuff like that.
Didn't they talk about that?
They talked. that's all they did was talk. It was like a short quip. Like we see a flashback of Peach, and she just shows up, and then it shows up in the kingdom, and then they show how she's growing up, and they make her the princess. They didn't really go into how she got there to begin with, other than the pipe thing. So I can understand that maybe she.
That's all you really need. I mean,
you know, but.
It's not like she was kidnapped or anything. She just ended up there, and then they made up there.
And which
neglectful parents. She's, you know, the same old that tale is told all the time. His neglectful parents led to a powerful princess.
But she's not angry at anybody in the human world or anything. She's surprised.
I mean, granted, she was so young at the time of that.
Well, not for nothing too, but Mario and Luigi are the first humans she's seen in her entire life.
There we go. That changed her perspective on the look of the
world. She's been around shrooms. I mean, mushrooms her entire life. So, you know, it's. But yeah, I get it. The story was paper thin, but it's still fun and probably the most accurate video game. Period. Like, look, I mean, video game movie, period. Like, with
I don't know. Mortal Kombat was pretty on point.
Well, Mortal Kombat was pretty on point, except for one thing. Did he ever have a brother in the games? I don't think so. They added some stuff to fill things in.
You can't, when it comes to making a movie over a fight, about a fighting game, you can only do but so much. They had to add some type of filler, for lack of a better term.
Give it that dramatic effect to show why he was on his revenge to kill
Chun-Li. Exactly.
And then they bring it back. And then they bring it back and they give us the Scorpion and Sub-Zero story, but they give us an avatar to follow who... he was mid. Like, just a mid brand new character.
Oh, you're talking about the up-to-date Mortal Kombat, not the flashback Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we're talking 2022's Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Oh, the 90s one still reigns supreme.
That one is still, it's still.
You know what? I love that first one. That second one I was amped for, but it's just fan service. That's all it is. Oh, there's no real story to it.
The second one I can't even watch, yo. I tried to, like, there was, like, all I can do is watch reviews of it and be like, because I saw it one time and I'm like, it's not really leading up to anything, but
it was, it wasn't very good. It was not a very good movie. And I paid money to go see it in theaters.
Right. I remember getting it just straight VHS at the time. And as a kid, you're just excited. I think the biggest quirk for me was like seeing Robin Shaw still be like Liu Kang. And, you know, that was like just the biggest thing. Like,
he was the only returning. Wait, him and Katana were the only returning actors
in that film franchise. So yeah, right.
the rest of them were like, no, I got other stuff going on. I don't have time. Right?
Their careers.
Well, not for nothing, Johnny. I actually played Johnny Cage. I get not wanting to be there for a cameo, essentially.
Well, because
they killed him off in like the opening 20 minutes. Oh.
I don't even think it was 2 minutes. Like I think it was five minutes.
Blade in the first one was feeling herself. She was riding that Happy Gilmore high.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Wait, that was her from Happy Gilmore. Yep. Okay.
No, Billy Madison. Billy Madison. She was Veronica.
Yeah, Billy Madison. I'm sorry. Yes.
Billy Madison? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to stereotype it. I just knew. I didn't want to stereotype it. I just
knew. No, Happy Gilmore is the mom on Modern Family.
Word?
Yeah, for real. I'm not bullshitting. Yeah. His girlfriend of Happy Gilmore is the mom of Modern Family.
Time has been really been kind.
Yeah. For real.
I feel like, because they just announced that Mortal Kombat 2 is starting development. It's going to be doing filming in the summer. And I'm just begging, please. Please give, if you're going to give us an avatar to follow, as opposed to following the two main characters of the franchise, give him something else to do. Make him somebody I want to follow instead of somebody I want to pity. Because at the beginning of the movie, he's a guy who just loses fights, and that's his reputation.
I still haven't seen that movie. I gotta watch it.
It's on HBO Max. It's still there.
It's on it. Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, it's right. Max.
What? You're good, because right? I knew what you were talking about either way.
It's just like, watching that was like, he's just all of our users. Like, we was the users. Like, you just insert him, give him just this fictitious storyline, and stamp him with a dragon icon. It's like, yeah, oh, so you got the mark too. That means you've been part of the tournament. And I'm like, so that's,
and he's related to, and he's related to Scorpion. He's
somewhere down the line.
He's in his bloodline. And that's a cool place to explore, but at the same time,
I haven't seen it.
Sorry. Yeah. God,
Rick, we need you to keep up.
Yeah, like here's what you do. Take the gummy, watch the movie.
Say that again.
Take the gummy, watch the movie.
Watch the movie. And we'll return to that.
That might be my evening.
Like, just take the gummy, because there are some good fights in there and there's some good acting.
Oh, and then watch the movie. Okay, yeah.
Take the gummy, watch the movie.
That might, you just gave me my evening, cuz.
And Kano is probably the best character in that film, just saying.
Right. He carried the whole thing.
Kano was the most fun.
He carried
Kano, the actor, I've seen him. He was on House of Lies, wasn't he?
I have no idea. You got me on that one, bro.
You talking 90s Kano or the 2020?
The Kano from the most recent Mortal Kombat movie.
The Australian guy, he's from somewhere.
He was on House of Lies. I know that much.
Right.
Yeah, he's just having the most fun. Yeah.
10 minutes left, guys. So who caught the 30th anniversary Once and Always Power Rangers?
Dude, you know you're gonna be reviewing that with us. You know,
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That's something else that's on my agenda. I mean,
listen, I just want to say one thing about it. One thing about it. Anybody that complained, because I saw one complaint about the acting, and I'm like, you must not be a Power Ranger fan for that long.
If
you're complaining,
that was your quirk. Was like, you know that, bro, you've not followed this.
Wait a minute, hold up, time out, steady. You don't get to talk real quick. Somebody really complained about the acting.
I saw a post, and they were like, the acting in here is so horrible, and I'm like,
was it their first time watching?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it the first time you've ever seen anything from Power Rangers? The cheesy acting.
They weren't known for their Academy Award level acting ability.
No,
at no point was that a thing.
No, it is cheese. It is pure grade A American cheese with martial arts. Okay, and I love it. It is 100% pure grade A American cheese that you can watch over and over again and still enjoy.
Exactly.
I don't care how old you get, okay? Because all these actors aged very well.
Yeah, they really did.
You know, like we already know Zach aged well. I mean, let's face it. But
he's aged like a year since he left the show.
But you know, Billy still looks like Billy. He still looks like we left him in Zeo, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Like Billy still looks like Billy. Cat, you know, Cat. I've
still
seen
looks like Turbo, right?
I've seen Catherine and I've seen Ashley because I follow them on YouTube. They're doing their, you know, they're doing their thing. Everybody here looked like they aged very gracefully, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you're unproblematic. thank you.
Think about it, like at that moment of them doing this, like I'm not trying to spoil it for the reviews, but I'm like, they made sure, like opening scene, we was gonna get rid of the three problematic characters, like Jay.
I haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers on that, bro.
Okay, conversation's over.
Yeah. Look. Just relax. Take the gummy. Choose something to watch. Either Mortal Kombat or Power Rangers. Either way.
No, I'm gonna watch the Power Rangers before I watch anything else. Like,
that's not even a full hour long. It's only 58 minutes.
Oh no, it was only off by 2 minutes. Yeah. Come on. Serious. We can round up from 58 and call it an hour. I won't tell.
Thank you, Netflix, because if it had commercials, they probably would have lengthened out to an hour.
Well, if you have one of the Netflix packages that includes ads, then yeah.
Then it probably would have been an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on your connection, right? Because then you got that buffering that might take a minute.
Yo, oh, real quick. So did you see the information about the new tiers for the HBO Max? Well, Max streaming service?
No.
Okay. So I pay $16 a month for no ads, right?
Thank you.
But if you want no ads plus 4K HD, it's $20.
That's it? That's not bad.
It's $20 and you only get 3 screens.
That's not bad though, considering. I thought you were going to say something like so extravagant. Like it's going to be like $45.
That's no, bad, right? No. Just wait. It might get there, but currently with HBO Max, you get 4 screens. You get four profiles. They're gonna chop it down to 3 for $20.
Not bad.
And it's only like Ultra HD. Not too many people have the Ultra HD. You know.
Yeah. No. Only like the elite have that type of television.
$20, like I can get rid of a screen, but you can still share profiles and not making any like issues about that. Netflix is the one who's like, oh no, you gotta pay us extra. Well, fine, I will pay you extra. I got family on my account, okay?
Appreciate you. I don't have an account. I think I just use like your account when I want.
You have an account.
I do?
You do.
Oh, okay.
We have an account on Netflix. It's Kimmy Gibbler.
That's right. Fuck, it's been that long since I've used Netflix. I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm. I know you and your Fire Stick. I know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No matter what decade you're in, there will always be a black box.
You damn right about that one.
There will always be a black box. The Fire Stick is the black box. That. Oh, man. I kind of miss the black box days, but not really.
I miss them because I had one and wasn't supposed to. Like, it wasn't like the one that was in the living room. It was one in my room that nobody knew about.
So. I had one in my room, but it didn't have like any extra channels. The stuff with the extra channels was in the living room.
No, the one I had. There were things I weren't supposed to see after 10 on a weekend.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I waited for the same thing and I realized the scrambled channels would come in every half hour.
When I got a VCR, it was a fucking wrap.
Because you recorded all of it? Yes. You recorded all the skin flicks?
I had my own a VHS mixtape of what I wanted to watch.
Oh my God. You were that dude from 40-Year-Old Virgin with the boner.
I thank you. I was literally seconds away from saying I had my own boner jam.
You had your boner jams. Oh my God. All right, yeah. This is how we're gonna end that rant. We're ending it on.
Wait, I'm sorry. I like how that got Teddy's attention. Teddy has been looking down for the longest time, and then that's that boner jam. His ears perked up like a dog. Like, huh?
Nope. Mm-mm. You will not get me on record commenting to anything in this segment of the conversation.
Happy 420, y'all.
Wow, that's your closure?
catch us on the brain. Catch us on Who They Want. You know, we're just a bunch of people that like to...
You can catch us anywhere but at Rick's house now. Make sure you sanitize your couch before I'm allowed to be a visitor in your domain now.
I'm sorry. I just love how his ear perked up just that. I'm so
wow. You think that should be the title of this?
Yes, yes, it should.
420 boner jams.
You know what? We're making it a thing because we're the host who rant, and this is what we do.
Oh my god!
Host who rant, brand new episode. This is our like second episode.
Oh my!
So the second episode because we're a because this is bonus content. So 420 boner jams. There you go.
Oh my god!
We sound like a band that would automatically get banned.
Oh, steady! I haven't laughed like that since I was a little girl. Thank you.
That was crazy.
Yeah, Hosts Who Rant present On the Brain presents Hosts Who Rant 420 Boner Jams.
Oh. Yes, yes, that's the title. Yes.
Please remember what coming and using three guys at a hard place to come in.
A hard what?
We say that again?
Exactly. See, let that would go over here. Three guys at a hard place. It's the hashtag.
Oh, God.
Three guys in a hard place?
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Oh, no.